Friday. Good to have you here on a Friday morning. We made it. We made it. The weekend is not that far away, and the weather, boy, is sure looking nice as we head into the weekend. But was it windy yesterday? Oh, picked up in the afternoon. It was some strong, gusty winds in the province. Known a couple of people posting on the text line, even out seating. It was tough to see in different parts because the wind was kicking up so much dust, but a little bit better today, that's for sure. We've got a great Friday show lined up for you. Mother's Day, of course, coming up on Sunday, so that kind of weaves through the show as well. And some great guests. Archbishop of Regina, Don Bolin, will join us this morning just after 9 o'clock with some thoughts on the appointment of the new Pope. What does that say? An American Pope appointed for the first time. Any significance to the timing of that with everything going on in the world? We'll talk with Archbishop Bolin about that. Sylvain Charlebois, who we always appreciate having on the show from Dalhousie University, they did a Canadian Food Sentiment Index study. Some highlights coming from that. Canadians are buying less food. They're buying more local food. Trust in food institutions has actually gone up. We'll talk affordability with Sylvain Charlebois coming up. Lots of things to open lines today. A few questions that we've mulled over through the week. Your thoughts on Prime Minister Mark Carney's start. Is it going better than you expected? Are you not convinced yet? What are you waiting for? What is it going to be that'll help you make the decision if this is a different Liberal government? We'll talk about that. Maybe Western separation is on your mind. And yeah, I talked about Mother's Day. No doubt it will make an appearance, and especially during Bugs and Hugs coming up later on today. All right, let's get her started. Today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome.
Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The big talker.
Well, it's been a full week, and of course, a lot of talk that we've had on the show this week has been focused on how that meeting went between Prime Minister Mark Carney and U.S. President Donald Trump. And as we have different people weigh in, I'm really curious to hear the thoughts of my next guest. Derek Burney, who we have had on the show, is a former chief of staff to Prime Minister of Canada, a political strategist under both Prime Minister Mulroney and Prime Minister Harper. He was also Canada's ambassador to the United States. He's been named to the Order of Canada. A lot behind this fellow's name, and we are so happy to have Mr. Derek Burney joining us on the show this morning. Derek, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
It's been a whirlwind since the federal election, and of course, I would say one of the most highly talked about first steps for the newly elected prime minister was that meeting with Donald Trump. I'd like to start with just getting your thoughts on that meeting, what you watched unfold there.
Well, I thought the tone was positive, even cordial. And I thought the Prime Minister's use of the real estate analogy was a masterstroke in putting an end to any further debate about the 51st state. I thought the substance was a bit fuzzy, as it often is when you're dealing with Donald Trump. He seemed to be supportive of the Canada-US-Mexico trade agreement, even at a time when he's flagrantly violating its terms. And he continues to say that they don't need anything that Canada has. It's comments like that I just find very difficult to understand because they're as bizarre as they are bogus. So my overall view, though, is that there were no fireworks. We weren't kicked out of the office like poor Zelensky. And so I thought it was a promising start, but the substance remains completely open as far as I know. I think the American preoccupation on trade right now is with China, and I think what happens on the China file will have an impact on the rest, including Canada.
There was obviously a real feeling of respect. Prime Minister Carney didn't interrupt. He waited for his opportunities to speak. Would you expect Mr. Burney, that in subsequent meetings, in the follow-up meetings that they have, probably that won't play out in the media as much as this one did, that he will be a bit more forceful? What sort of advice would you give him if you were advising him on some of the follow-up chats?
Well, I think it's very hard to be forceful and polite in the front of the media when you're talking to the President of the United States in the Oval Office.
Right.
So I can understand how constrained, I think he said he was biting his tongue part of the time. And I can understand that. But yeah, in the private sessions that they're more likely to have in Kananaskis, at the G7, and it's encouraging that Trump is deigning to attend that event. I think there will be a chance for more frankness, but we need clarity. We need more confidence in knowing what the Americans really intend to do, because they changed their position on tariffs almost as often as they changed their underwear. So it's pretty hard to keep track of what is actually happening. I know the effects are not positive on Canada. I mean, you've got the automakers laying people off, which I think is terrible. But, you know, we have to keep our powder dry, wait for our moment, and then make our pitch the best way we can. And, you know, I think the Americans are going to start to see the pain of these tariffs very shortly. And that will have a bigger effect on Donald Trump than what any foreign leader wants to tell him.
We're chatting today with Mr. Derek Burney, a former Prime Minister's Chief of Staff. He was Canada's ambassador to the U.S. and a political strategist under both Prime Ministers Mulroney and Harper. Glad to have you joining us today. Next week, Prime Minister Carney will be appointing his cabinet. One of the criticisms before we saw much from the Prime Minister was that this is going to be the same old Liberal government because it's got many of the same players. Is there any strategy you expect to see the Prime Minister use in rolling out his new cabinet?
Well, there's got to be change, because the same gang that led us down the road in the last 10 years shouldn't be given the keys to the kingdom yet again. So I'm hoping, desperately hoping, there was a rumor that he was going to bring some private sector people in. That would be terrific. I mean, this government needs a real shake in terms of policy going forward, and that's a more crucial issue, I would say, Evan, than relations with the United States. Because if we don't get our act together better at home, we won't be able to compete with the United States. And that's a problem right today. We also won't be able to attract other trade partners in a positive way, because we haven't got our act together with regulations and tax policy and you name it. I mean, the last 10 years have cost Canadians a lot in terms of their standard of living. Michael Ignatieff said as much on CNN just last Sunday. Mm-hmm. And he said it was an existential threat to Canada. He's a former Liberal leader. So the priority for the Prime Minister, in my view, has to be fixing the economy at home. The tax rules, the regulations, the permits for projects, all of those things that are essential to make us more competitive vis-a-vis the United States, which always has to be a priority for Canada, and, as I said, for us to be able to attract other trade partners.
So maybe what I'd like to do now is, I've got your opinion piece that was in the National Post before the election called A 10-Point Plan for the Election Winner to Fix Canada. Love the blueprint you and Raymond Chrétien put together in the National Post. With your blessing, can we just quickly touch on a few of these, Mr. Burney?
Sure.
Okay, so number one, you talk about a focus on tax reform. Anything specific there?
Well, I think it goes to my point about being competitive. If we don't have a tax system that is attractive for investors, we cannot be competitive in the world. And today, our tax system is totally wrong-ended in that sense.
Number two is remove all impediments to the development of our huge energy and natural resource sectors.
Absolutely. I mean, that's our strength. That should be our strength, not only vis-a-vis the United States, but vis-a-vis the world. And yet we have stagnated our rich energy and mineral resources for 10 years with duplicative studies, obstacles of one kind or another, catering to this community or that community. We've got to stop that. We've got to get our act together as a united country and deliver our products to the world.
We're chatting with Mr. Derek Burney and talking about his article in the National Post, A 10-Point Plan for the Election Winner to Fix Canada. Number three, I found this interesting, basically talking about liberating key economic sectors like banking and telecommunications. Your thoughts there?
It all comes to competitiveness, Evan. If we allow oligopolies to run our banking system, our telecommunication systems, and our transport systems, we are not going to be competitive with anybody. There's no competition among the telcos, really. There's none among the banks. If you go to a bank for a loan or a mortgage, you're going to get the same terms from them all. So we need to shake that up. Frankly, that's one of the things I think the Americans are going to target in a future negotiation, if we get there, of the trade agreement with Mexico and the U.S. I think it's something that they have complained about for years, and we've managed to keep a stiff arm out to them. But I think they're going to come back on it.
I know we don't have time to go through everything. You talk about tasking the premiers to remove internal trade barriers and essentially putting consequences in place if it doesn't happen.
Yes, because that's what we haven't had for 20 years. They get away with it because there's no pressure.
Restructuring our health care, overhauling immigration. I mean, these are things we've talked about for a long time. They're going to take work, but you're saying if you want to fix Canada, they need to be priorities.
Absolutely, and healthcare in particular. I mean, it's a complaint of all Canadians. I hear it every time I go home.
And you talk about, I would say, safety contained in some of your work here. Number 8, refocus foreign policy. Number 9, double the size and expenditures of military in 3 years. And number 10, reform our intelligence and police forces to better address domestic and global threats.
Yes.
Safety, security, an important part of what we need to focus on to fix Canada, clearly, is what you're saying there.
Yes, and also to fix the relationship with the United States. I mean, the one legitimate criticism they have of us is that we are foot dragging on defense. We're not pulling our weight. Well, we got to fix that. We got to fix it fast. We can't do it in 10 years. I think we advocated that we do it in 3 years. Double the size of our military and double the expenditure that we're making on the military in the next 3 years. We have the capacity to do it. I even suggested a way to cover some of the expense. We could cut the federal bureaucracy down from its 40% growth, particularly the senior echelon, and that would be a savings that we could use much better in terms of military procurement.
Mr. Burney, this is always outstanding. I've only got a little bit of time left. The one thing I would like to talk to you about is I'm not sure if you've been following the frustrations out of Western Canada. It's been touted as Western alienation. It's been touted as a need for Western separatism. What do you make of that, and how successful will this government be in bringing together a united Canada?
Well, I don't think they elected too many MPs from Saskatchewan and Alberta. I'm not sure. I don't have the actual final count.
One out of 14 in Saskatchewan.
Look, I understand the alienation point. I've worked in a government that had very strong representation from Saskatchewan, Alberta, and even Manitoba. I mean, people like Don Mazankowski, Bill McKnight. We had great ministers in the Mulroney government that represented Western Canada and Western Canadian interests in a perfectly legitimate fashion. We don't have that today. And I hope that if Mr. Carney is bringing in people from the private sector, he'll bring some in from the West, as well as the usual targets, Ontario and Quebec. But, you know, we have to take it seriously. All of the frustration that I was expressing about our ignoring our strength on energy and natural resources, this affects Western Canada more than the rest of Canada. The rest of Canada benefits from the strength of our energy resource, but they're reluctant to allow us to get the pipelines and all of the facilities we need to export. That's got to stop. And the federal government has to crack down on provincial jurisdiction in order to make that happen.
Mr. Burney, I always appreciate you giving us some time. It's an honor to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good to talk to you, Evan.
He's a former chief of staff to the Prime Minister of Canada, political strategist under Mulroney and Harper, former ambassador to the United States for our country. Derek Burney, great guest. And when he makes time for us, we are deeply appreciative of that. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.